Shakespeare wrote plays to make money and to become a gentleman. I write novels to the same end. And the particular qualifications I have for pursuing a course of this kind derive from work written about Shakespeare, which had, again, no scholarly intention. I suppose the first thing I ever published about Shakespeare was in 1964, which was the Quaker centenary of Shakespeare's birth, 1564, which was a novel, highly irregular, highly speculative, which caused a great deal of trouble, especially in the world of scholarship, because its main contention was that Shakespeare caught syphilis from the Dark Lady of the Sonnets, and this led to a peculiar changeover in his manner of writing, the themes he chose, and the style he chose in his middle life. I was summoned about 4 years later to go to Hollywood, there to write a script of a hard ticket film on the life of Shakespeare. This was to be called, tentatively, The Bawdy Bard. I threw out this title and insisted the film be called Will. Good, ambiguous title. It was suggested that the Beatles, who were popular at that time, be brought in to write the lyrics and music, because this was to be a musical. But I said, over my dead body, my lack of scholarship didn't go so far, and I wrote the lyrics and music myself. The film never appeared, although it had the highest credentials, both in the casting and the production and the direction. Joseph L. Mankiewicz was directing. A man who is now playing a weekly role called Cannon on television was to be the producer. And Maggie Smith was to be Anne Hathaway, and her husband, Robert Stevens, was to be Shakespeare. And the great knights of the theatre, like John Gielgud and Laurence Olivier, were nowhere to be seen, because this was essentially a young man's story, a young man's film. This temporarily fell through, but may yet be revived, because Joe Mankiewicz, who fell into disgrace because of the failure of Cleopatra, has made a recent success with a film called Sleuth. So you may yet see Will on the screen. Other qualifications in the literary field, I suppose, rest on the fact that I wrote a recent biography, popular biography, which used up some of the new facts we've learned about Shakespeare's life, such as they are. But for the rest, I can only present myself to you as a man who's read Shakespeare, idolized Shakespeare, and tried to be influenced by him in my own craft of writing, because I still believe he's the best influence and the best model. The man who knew better than any of us how to manage this very intractable thing called the English language. So the general approach to Shakespeare in this course, if you will bear with me, is going to be something like this. It is going to think in terms of a series of concentric circles with a point in the middle, which is the work itself. The work itself, the plays and the poems, can for the most part, from the scholarly angle, be better taken care of by genuine professors than by a surrogate professor like myself. But the first circle around that point represents Shakespeare's personality, the man himself, an attempt on our part, a kind of detective job, to discover what Shakespeare was like and what motivated him to write the plays he did and the poems he did, what they represent in terms of his own heart's blood, his own inner imaginings, his own inner needs. Beyond that circle, the theatre in which he worked. Again, very important and rather relevant to my own pursuit at the present time. I've recently been pitchforked into being a man of the theatre. I've engaged on trying to salvage a musical, a Broadway musical, due to open here in April, based on the play Cyrano de Bergerac by Edmond Rostand. This is already proceeding in Minneapolis, Minnesota, where it's playing to full houses and standing ovations, but it's still in a very bad way. Broadway audiences being the ficklest in the world. This will do well in the provinces, but not yet do well on Broadway. So I have the task of dashing after this lecture to Minneapolis to operate on this living body without anesthetic, and then dashing back again to see you on Thursday morning. So I'm right in the middle of the sort of concern that Shakespeare had, although of course he didn't have to play so far.